Good morning. Om Shanti. Today is 17th November 2018. We'll see today's magic of blessing. Today's blessing is, may you be knowledgeful and cure yourself by giving yourself the pills and injection of happiness. May you be knowledgeful and cure yourself by giving yourself the pills and injection of happiness. Explanation: Brahmin children can treat their own illness. The nourishment of happiness is a medicine that can cure you in seconds. Just as when doctors give you a powerful injection, you are instantly transformed. So, when Brahmins give themselves pills or an injection of happiness, the form of their illness changes. The light and might of knowledge helps a lot to make your body function. The light and might of knowledge helps you a lot to make your body function. When any illness comes, it is a means to give the intellect some rest. When any illness comes, it is a means to give the intellect some rest. So today, Baba is giving a good blessing with the pills and injections of happiness. So main three things Baba has related here. What is the thing is, first thing is happiness, and next thing is illness, and next is knowledge. So this is like a cycle, we see a cycle. So if we churn on this, we'll come to know what the connection is there. And we saw a day back on Bab Dada Milan also, we saw Baba has said that happiness is the only treasure that it won't get reduced. It's keep on increasing, but it won't get reduced like the other treasures. So first thing is, Baba is insisting more on the happiness. So what does actually happiness means? What does actually happiness means? Being happy means what? What do you all feel? Content? Then? Being state of mind. Good. Enjoying the moment. Good. Cheerful. Good. Yes, not dependent on worldly pleasures. Good. So actually happiness means it's a mental emotional state. Happiness is a mental emotional state which is related to mind. It is a pleasant emotion and feeling of contentment and also intense joy. This is happiness. It's actually a mental emotional state. So that is happiness. And generally if you ask what is happiness in the worldly people, they'll say, I want a good health and wealth. If they have good wealth, they'll say, I'm very happy. And if you go and ask the poor people, they'll tell, if I have good health, I'm very happy. And some will ask life satisfaction. They want a good family, big family, everybody should be happy and well-being. So these are all the basic things. Happy means this is the things, life satisfaction, it should be well-being, wealth. So these three things people want. So generally happiness is stated as a mental emotional state and it is a life satisfaction. You can also check yourself, whatever moment if you feel happy, that moment you would have satisfied of some pleasure what you have inside. So that life satisfaction. But here in psychology, they have mentioned it like as a big spectrum of the whole life, not as a single moment or not as a single occasions. Happiness means it includes so many occasions in our life, so many moments of our life, it should be happy. Then they accept like the life is satisfied and the life is happy and well-being. And the source of happiness, it differs from person to person. Some may like celebrating things with less people, like less than 10 people. They want a small gang, small group, and they feel enjoy and they feel happy. If the crowd is more, they feel uncomfortable. They want to isolate from the group. They won't like and they will tell, what is this happiness? I'm more than this. So the source of happiness, on what things we feel happy, if we are wish to buy something, or if we are willing to talk to someone, if we achieve that, then we'll feel happy. So same like that, the source of happiness, it differs from person to person. We can't expect what the thing I am feeling happy, the same thing the other person won't feel happy with that. So it differs from person to person. The knowledge of this also we need, then only really we will be very happy. And next thing is, regarding this happiness, every religion has different views. The main thing is, in Buddhism, their main central theme is happiness. They feel if we are happy, everything will be fine. The whole spirit, everything will be fine. So in Buddhism, that is, in Hinduism also, we have so many branches. In that also different views are there regarding this word happiness, what does happiness means. And in world also, so many researchers, till now the researchers are going on, what is actually happiness means, how it is related to us, and how we can take the benefit of that. Because everybody feels that happiness means it's just an emotion, but actually as Baba said, it's a treasure. We have to use that treasure. How to use that treasure? That knowledge we should have. And in psychology, as I said, they have described happiness as a broad sense, is the label for a family of pleasant emotional states such as joy, amusement, satisfaction, gratification, euphoria and triumph. If we achieve victory, then we will be very happy. So like this, in psychology they have described it as a broad sense. It's like a broad spectrum. And joy is also a word which describes a broad spectrum of happiness. Joy, it's just a single part of happiness, but it's a happiness is a broad spectrum. So this is what happiness means. And how it is related to illness. Happiness and illness. So many studies they have done on this. Like how happiness is helping during when a person is ill, or during illness, how to use happy emotions to come out of that. So the relation between these two, they have done so many researches. To understand this, the main core is, the state of mind is equal to the state of the body. The state of mind is equal to the state of the body. Like in our Brahmin life, I have observed the soul will be a very good effort maker. Tivra pushyati. They will be a very good effort maker, but they will have so many health issues. Other Brahmin souls, they will have a doubt. The soul is doing so good effort, but still how come this? The main meaning behind this is, when we go close to Baba, of course, Baba is very pure. Impure souls can't go close. So automatically when we go close to him, he is like a blower. Our dirts will just flew away. So same like when we go before a light. Now I am before the light. Front you are seeing the brightness, but behind it's darkness. So darkness, so many things will be there. Same like that. In our mind, because of the power of yoga, where though they have the illness, they won't feel the pain of that. Baba helps us, Baba fills us with power to face that pain. But as we go close to Baba, of course our whatever the sin we have done, everything it keeps come out. That will react with our body, that will show the reaction on our body. But that doesn't mean that inside our effort has gone down, the purushat has gone down, that's why they are getting health issues. No, they are doing good purushat, they are dirt, all the sins are coming out, and for that, because this body is impure, of course it will catch the negative vibrations first. It will catch the negative vibration first and it immediately it will react to that. But we should keep doing effort towards the positive side. We should not go down in such situations. So this is the relation, like what happiness, how happiness is related to illness. So we would have seen our dadis, how they are, and it doesn't mean that those souls are not, they are very intense, they are more than intense effort level. Now, because of course, how many births we have, that much sins are there. It has to come out. They are just clearing that. But they are looking, they are concentrating on the front side. They are not concentrating on the back side. But what we are doing when illness comes, we just turn back and we just start seeing the darkness behind us. Why for me it came like this? Why I should get this disease? Why I should suffer only? Why for me it is coming? So we are seeing the dark side. We are not seeing the front side. And but during such time, Baba helps us. And during such time, we should focus on the positivity. In worldly, so many studies they have done, how we have to come out of this illness, what the techniques they use. Like so many psychologists are there, so many psychiatrists are there. So how they use to counsel the patient. First thing, they will focus on the positive side of the patient. What positive occasions or any events happened in the patient's life, and they will just see how to, with that they used to encourage them so that they will come out, that they will focus on the positive side and they will concentrate on the emotional vitality, because emotion is the main thing. Mental emotional status is the happiness. So first they will assess what is the present that person's mind status. So that emotional vitality is very important. How to change the emotions, they will start counseling according to that. And next is being optimism, being positive, how to encourage them and what optimistically, how we can encourage them, how we can turn their life are the moments, and how to make their family to support them, or how we can give support them socially. Some persons, they won't have any support from the society, so how to support them. So these are all ways they have tried. And next is supportive network of family and friends. Those people are alone, they will contact their friends and they will try to keep them happy. And next is being good at self-regulation. Self-regulation is like what Baba is telling, do self-analysis, do self-checking and changing. At times we will come to know that we are doing some wrong things, but still we give excuses to us. Cause of that, we will fall sick. Not only illness means, that doesn't mean only the body illness, even the mind illness is also considered illness. So we all have this mind illness. If inside the mind is sick, of course the body also will go sick. So being good at self-regulation, if you are recognizing that something is going wrong, immediately correct it. Don't try to give excuses. So this is another technique. And they form happiness policy. Happiness policy means, so many institutions or organizations are there, they used to form happiness calendar. Like in the calendar, daily they used to write one verse or some plan. Like planner we would have seen in the diaries and all, same like that, they have a planner in the calendar. Daily, to have a positive affirmation or a happy moment, or how to keep ourselves happy, they used to write each positive sentence or sayings or something on every day in the calendar. Or else some task will be there, what you have to do. Like for example, in a day they will tell, today you just go and enjoy the nature. Like that the returns will be there in the calendar. Happiness calendar, for happiness policy, they create happiness calendar. So they will try to, they will plan. Before only they will plan, okay, that day the task is to go and enjoy the nature. So where shall I go? And someday it will be there, go and have some time with your friends or relatives, or have time for yourself. So like this, some sayings or some task will be there for happiness policy. So these are the techniques worldly people they are using. And another is same like mind mapping, they do mapping happiness. Mapping happiness means, like in our life, what the basic need we want. Maybe I may be requiring some support from the family, or I want wealth or some things, or maybe digital things also. So if I get that, I may feel happy. So same like that, mapping the happiness means they just analyze the person, and in this person's life from starting to till now, till date, because of what things they have enjoyed. If they want a group celebrations, if they enjoy, or if they want a surprise, or if they sudden, some people will feel happy that if some secret is disclosed, they'll feel happy. So such things they will plan and they will map the happiness. So this is a technique, mapping happiness. And next is, as the sister said, being in this moment. Enjoy this moment. This is very, very important. Because we may not know in another 5 minutes or in another 1 hour what we may be here or we may all leave the body. So, but live this moment. Now we are more fortunate that we are getting Baba's version and we are discussing on that, we are churning on that. This is more fortune. Like this, we have to appreciate the present moment. Instead of going back or going to the future, live this moment. So these are all the techniques worldly people they are doing to be happy, to overcome the illness. Because it's like, as I said, illness cause of negative energy, illness develops, and to overcome that, we have to develop the positive. So it's like a cycle. So for us, the gift Baba has given is the knowledge. In 1987, Avyakta Murli Baba has said, the wealth of knowledge is the king of all wealths. In 1987, Murli Baba has said in that, so many things he has said about the knowledge, how we should use the knowledge also in that Murli. So in that one line, Baba has said, the wealth of knowledge is the king of all wealths. So, and we know that knowledge is power. We know this proverb. So how we should earn this wealth of knowledge, how to understand this, how to, when we are ill means mind illness and also the body illness, how to understand that, we should know that. And next thing also, today's blessing Baba has said, knowledgeful. Baba also said in one Murli, knowledgeful means having the full knowledge about all obstacles. In 1993 Murli Baba has said, being knowledgeful means having the knowledge of all obstacles. Because illness is also an obstacle. If we know the knowledge about that, we will easily cross that. So instead of the illness will attack us, we will defeat that and we will just cross away. So knowledgeful means knowing the knowledge of drama, knowing the knowledge of obstacles, why this obstacles is coming. So if we know that, we maintain ourselves happy. So, and Baba has said, those who have the whole knowledge of obstacles are said as Master Almighty Authority. Then only we know which power to use on which time. Right time, right power we have to use. So, this is the thing, happiness and illness and knowledge relation. Now, what is, how we can inject ourselves with happiness? How we should boost ourselves? Now, Baba, today's blessing Baba has said, yes, pills and injection of happiness. So how we can take and how we have to inject? What are all the ideas? Same like the worldly people, they have happiness policy, they have mapping happiness, living the moment. How, what we can do? Churning of knowledge, following Srimad. First thing is, we have to, yes, remembrance of Baba each and every second. First thing is, we should accept ourselves and we should love ourselves. We should accept ourselves. The thing is, at times, of course, we may be in knowledge for so many years. After 30 years or 40 years, some sin will come out or some vices will come out. On seeing that, we should not get scared. As I said, when you are going close to Baba, of course our vices, everything, water, all the dust or the wastage is there. It just comes out, it just clears. Because Baba is like a blower. With the dust we can't go. If we go, automatically it comes out. Same like that, it comes out. Accept that. Don't get panic or scared. Why suddenly I got this? Why I'm getting attracted towards this soul? Or why I'm getting this much attachment with worldly things? Why I'm getting literally involved in this digital thing? Don't get scared. But just step back. Accept yourself. Of course, my wastage is going out. Now, how to handle this? Love yourself. Feel happy that it's coming out. And you might have heard in so many classes of Suraj Bhai also. He also says, when you do pushat, the wastage just comes out. But people, they'll feel like they'll go into a negative side. They'll feel, I'm in this knowledge for these many years. I have done like this or what? The question of cues, cue of question comes. So, but the thing is, you step back and observe yourself, accept yourself, good that it is coming out. This is the positive attitude. This is called optimistic. So we should accept ourselves. This is the first step or first injection. We should accept ourselves and we should love ourselves. good that at least now this moment I came to know that this weakness is inside me. Because instead of at the last moment, at least now I came to know. Good that I can handle this and I can work on this. So this is the first thing. And next thing is release all your negative thinkings. If anything happens, all of a sudden we keep think lot. Why this happened? Why this happened? Why this person? For this person it happened. How come this person all of a sudden changed like this? Instead of us, we go in others thinking. So we should release all this negative thinkings, and we should set our mind positive. Because Baba has given us the Amrit Vela, it's a very good time. So morning we should set our mind in a positive way. Whatever may be, if you feel sleepy also, don't worry. In Amrit Vela, if you feel sleepy also, initially how you have to train yourself. Initially if you feel sleepy, today you tell Baba, Baba, today I am very tired. At least feel happy that you have woken up and you have sat. Slowly talk to your body, train the body. Talk to your body, tell that, okay, fine, today you are tired. Today I will give you good rest, tomorrow you sit. Don't sleep. Talk to your body. Train. After 2-3 days, slowly you will feel yourself alert. Because the body doesn't have the training to sit. Maybe our soul will be awake, but body also we should train, right? So we feel happy that at least you have woken up. Some people, they just get depressed. So daily I am trying to do Amrit Vela, but I am falling sleepy, I am feeling sleepy, this thing and all. Don't feel bad first of all. You should accept that. As I said, you should accept. Then you try to work on that, slowly we can do. So to be alert in Amrit Vela, what I should do? Baba has said in 1969, Avyakta Murli only, Baba has said, if you have that Avyakta Sthiti the whole day, then only the next day Amrit Vela will be, you will be alert. Think the whole day Baba has insisted you should have that Avyakta Sthiti, matlab soul consciousness. We should be in soul consciousness the whole day, then only the next day Amrit Vela will be powerful and we will be awake. So to set our mind in a positive way, this is the third injection. And the fourth injection is develop your self-confidence and self-esteem. We have to value ourselves, estimate how much cost you are, how much values you have. So like price tag we used to see, right? This, how much the price watch has, bag has, these all things is stable. We used to see the price tag. Same like that, tag yourself, tag your price. How much value, that is called self-estimation. How much value I am, how much people need me. And this is the self-analysis. Have the self, when you estimate yourself, when you estimate your value or the price, automatically the self-confidence will come. Then only we'll know how much is there inside us and how we can fill. So this is the next injection. Next injection is stop worrying and consuming more happiness antidotes. Means we should not worry. As I said, we should not go in the negative thinking. Worrying like small injury, if we happened, immediately we'll think it should not, I should have been very careful, how it slipped from my mind, how this happened, it should not be happen like this, small things. So first of all, stop worrying and start consuming happiness antidote. So if anything goes wrong or anything allergy happens, immediately we'll give the antidote injection. Same like that, happiness is an antidote for the negative or the sorrow or the worry. So we should consume that. Next injection is less or zero complain. Don't complain anyone. As we are accepting ourselves, as we are accepting our weaknesses, same like that, if we accept others also, we won't complain. Don't complain any situation or anything, because everyone are perfect. Everyone are in the process of completion. Like our interior decoration is happening. Interior designing. Our interior designing is yet to be completed. So before that only we should not think, no, this is not good, that's it not good. No. No complaints. The thing is, like even our manufacturing, we are just manufacturing ourselves. Of course now the flaws, because when we are constructing a building, if at each and every step or each and every day, we will see where we have to correct, how we have to do this wiring, everything we used to keep. Same like that, keep designing yourself inside. And don't go down, don't go to the down level that this is there inside me, this complaint is there, that person is doing like this. Everyone are under construction. everyone are under interior designing. So accept this. So then automatically complaints will come down. The next injection is we should transform unhappiness to become a happy person. First of all, we should realize or recognize that some unhappiness is there. I should change that. One thing is people will say that I'm not interested in this, I'm not interested in that, I have got vairag from these all things, I have disinterest. There is unhappiness. We are not recognizing that and we are thinking that I have developed a unlimited disinterest. Maybe unhappiness is there and we are thinking that it's like a unlimited disinterest. Because we should not be like that. If we are really unlimited disinterest means, of course we will enjoy the moment. Being a detached observer, that is unlimited disinterest. Though we are seeing, but still inside that emotional stability will be there, that emotional vitality will be there. So we should know how to change that unhappiness into a happiness and practice mindfulness, like living this moment. Mindfulness, how to be that. Next injection is be grateful, gratitude. Last month we had a class in hospital. Jayanti Behan, she said everyone has to do this homework, like write 100 gratitudes of your life, 100 gratitudes today only or within 2 days. Write 100 since your Brahmin birth until date, how much gratitude or you are very grateful the things you have got. And she said if you do this and daily write 10 gratitudes in the morning and 10 gratitudes in the evening. Morning, of course, daily we are getting up for Amrit Vela. Baba is waking us. This is a very great thing. And we are having meeting with Supreme Soul who will get this fortune. So this is a very great thing, gratitude. So write this. If you keep writing this, automatically that injection of happiness is very powerful. And next is dedicate a little time to helping others. Helping others, not only superficial, internally also. I have a good experience of this, how to help people through mind. When I was working in the before hospital, a patient was there. The patient was in a very critical situation. All the doctors, they have lost the hope. They said, this patient will leave the body in 2 days. That's it. All the medicines, everything was in high dosage, everything, every day during sedation vacation. Like sedation vacation means for some time we will stop the sedation and we will assess the patient. How is the condition? So during such time we will go and check. So for the first 3 days, whenever we go and ask the patient, how are you? No answer, nothing. Only silent. So that third day, afternoon or evening, before leaving the hospital, I went to her because that time some sedation, we stopped and I went and I talked to her. Just her eyes was looking at me. Then I said, you don't worry, these all things are common for all the patient. You are perfectly all right. Then her eyes was opening little bigger. Then she told, you don't think that only for you it's happening. As you are in a cubic, you don't know what is happening to the other patient. All the patients are like this only. All the patients are fine. You are also fine. The next day morning in the rounds, we doctors are going and we are asking the patient, how are you? The answer from her, I am perfectly all right. And she was in a complete ventilator support and she was in CRRT. CRRT is a kind of dialysis which runs for 24 hours. Not like 4 hours, 6 hours dialysis. It's like 24 hours. It goes for 2-3 days. She is in such a condition and she said, I am perfectly all right. All the doctors were wondering how in this condition she is talking. For the past 3 days, she didn't answer anything. And now the next 3 days, that day her results, everything started changing. Slowly the results were coming to near normal. Then the third day she came out of everything. All the doctors, it's just a miracle of God. The small thing, one sentence we gave that you are all right, nothing is wrong, it's common for all the patients, you are perfectly all right. This one sentence just stimulated her. And that person was a very obese patient. She was completely full the bed that time. Then after that, she got discharged and she went. After a year, the patient is coming to my OPD for review and I couldn't recognize her only because she has literally become thin. And she's asking, ma'am, do you remember me? I'm trying to recall, I couldn't remember her only. Then she said, she is recalling all the moments. I was this much sick, every doctor's lost the hope, But the third day, she remembers the day also. You said this thing. Then I thought I should. Then that soul has taken it as a examination. You know, I want to be example for another patient. That she has taken it in a positive way. So this is how we should give happiness or help others through mind and stimulate them, give a trigger. So automatically they'll come up. That single moment of happiness or giving positive affirmation, just bring them out. So this is how we should dedicate little time. We should dedicate the time. So next injection is, we should find a happy place, any places which we feel happy, go and spend time and feel happy. And we should know the reasons of sadness, and we should become like a children also, like Baba has said, become like a master and children. So that's it. And at times we can hug ourselves, because when a special occasion comes, celebrations, people used to hug each other, just they are sharing the happiness. Same like that, hug yourself. This is also a technique. Hugging yourself means like spend time for yourself, treat yourself, prepare some special food and treat yourself, you will feel happy. And go and hug the nature, of course, talk to the nature. These are all the techniques to keep ourselves. These are all the injections of happiness. So when we do so, automatically our mercury of happiness, it increases. And by through this knowledgeful, how we are taking the situation, how we are perceiving, through this knowledgefulness only, we can give ourselves or feed ourselves the pills and injections of happiness. So today's blessing is, may you be knowledgeful and cure yourself by giving yourself the pills and injection of happiness. Om Shanti.